If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And on your favorite podcast platform, just look for Catholic Audio Media, all one word. Or if you're on Spotify, Catholic Audio Media, three words. So there you go. So anyway, we're talking about recent statements by the Pope. And as you can see, there are some of these intense reactions that are coming from various sections of the church that really do not like Pope Francis. As a matter of fact, many of them will only use his birth name because they refuse to acknowledge him as Pope, which is not a smart move to make because the minute you turn around and say he's not the Pope, now, if you're not Catholic, then that's a whole different ballgame. That doesn't count. But if you're Catholic, the minute then you're saying that I'm going to judge the Pope on my terms, and that is always on all things, that is always a bad idea because that is not where the Lord is leading us. And I'm not saying that, you know, he's leading us basically because of the Pope. I'm just saying in general, because the minute you do that, you have something that you may disagree with and you say, I refuse to accept this. Then at what point can you choose to refuse to accept, we'll say, one of the commandments? You know? And you say, well, everywhere, you know, everyone knows that stealing is wrong. Okay, we can go there. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. But does everyone know that making false statements is also wrong? You know, someone made a statement about a website called Where Peter Is on Twitter. And I usually don't get into arguments, so I didn't. But Where Peter is a blog, and that's the name of it, Where Peter, I think you go Where Peter Is, all one word, .com. And that's a blog that talks about what the church teaches and what it actually teaches and in light of the Pope. And that's what that means. Well, someone wrote that Where Peter Is, I forget exactly the term, it was something like, is Marxist or communist or something like that. Well, they better be correct, which they're not, because that's bearing false witness. That's breaking a commandment. You see? So, yes, it's very easy to get into the idea, I'm going to believe what I want to believe, and I'm not going to open myself to anything else because I believe that I'm right and everyone else is wrong. Well, then you can start walking down the path of rejecting the commandments. And that's ultimately where the Lord is saying bad news. And that's called rationalization. That's called, well, he's not saying it's bad news. He's saying that's a sin. That's a real heavy sin. And if you look at the worst sin in the Old Testament, and actually the New Testament, is actually idolatry. And how did people get there? They rationalized, hey, you know, maybe the Lord isn't helping me the way I want the Lord to help me, but I see that he's helping my neighbor, that their God is helping their neighbor in the way that I want to be helped. I'm going to start worshiping their God. And that's how idolatry always started in the Old Testament. So keep those things in mind. You never want to be in a position that say, I want my world my way, even if you're doing it in the name of whatever Christian faith you happen to be part of. You always want to say, I want my world the way the Lord wants it. Now, in regards to Pope Francis, there are, you know, people that are totally disagreeing with the Pope. And he's saying we have to understand what the church teaches and respond pastorally, but also within church teaching. So one of the questions that came out was whether or not someone who is a single mother can receive communion in the church and have their child baptized. And a lot of people here in the United States say, well, of course they can. That's absurd. Well, in certain parts of the United States and other parts of the world, there are priests and bishops that'll say, no, absolutely not. That person cannot receive communion. And the Pope is saying through Cardinal Fernandez, Victor Manuel Fernandez, the Pope is saying, yes, they can. But yes, they can always means within the context of what we believe as Catholics, right? So yes, they can, providing that just like everyone else, they avail themselves to the sacrament of reconciliation, that they understand their need for reconciliation with the Lord through the sacrament, also known as sacrament confession, and that they seek to live what the church calls. And that's it. That's really where we are on this. And that's what the message is. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to come to experience Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, always know that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday, and that is our chanted Mass, which is an interesting experience in itself. So you're looking for a church to call home, and you weren't sure about experiencing St. Anthony's, and you're kind of going, I'm going to go to church. I have that standing invitation, so I'm going to really go experience Mass at St. Anthony's. But what do I do when the collection basket comes around? I don't want to look like I'm hands hanging, but I don't want to, but I'm not ready to contribute yet. So what do I do? Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. It doesn't go for any other church or parish, because they're not going to know what that means. So it only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But please don't throw any stones to measure it. We're about a stone's throw from Harvard University, too, at least the main campus. Don't throw a stone that way either. Okay, so anyway. So we're talking about this reality where we want to accept God's call on God's terms. And the minute we turn around and say, nope, the Lord is wrong, or the Pope is wrong, and the Holy Spirit wasn't involved in choosing Pope Francis, the Pope is wrong, you're doing things on your terms, and it's just a short distance from walking down the path to breaking all the commandments. And many people may not realize it, but they already have. I talked to you about the example of where Peter is, someone despising Pope Francis, despising anyone who speaks in favor of the church, said it's a communist organization. Well, that's bearing false witness. Unless you can prove that that it's a communist blog, and I don't think you can do that. That's bearing false witness. That breaks a commandment. So you can see, you can easily walk down the path. That's why it's important to understand what actually is being said and actually being taught. And I taught earlier in this episode about people. Actually, we can say, it says single mothers, but it can be single fathers too. There were single fathers out there as well, and taking care of their children, and they may not have ever been married and everything else. And the Pope also brought out, and through Cardinal Victor Fernandez, also brought out that this reality of caring for pastorally and in other ways, caring for single mothers and single fathers is pro-life. It's very pro-life. But when you go back to just the rules, and this is what the rule is in the whole bit, then you're not realizing what the church is teaching. And it goes back to that basic example that everyone uses, and I'm going to use it to the stoplight. You know, you can say that's a stoplight, you better stop, or you can, which you can do, but then on top of it say, let me explain something to you. You see, everyone is expecting you to stop at that stoplight. So if you ignore it and you go through it, yes, you can get a ticket. Yes, you can end up with extra points on your insurance and the whole bit. But let me tell you what really is going to happen. You have a good chance of killing someone. And actually, even if you don't, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you go through the red light, everything's fine, no one's going to know, dot, 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 dot. Fine, but eventually you're going to get into that habit and you're going to go through the red light and you're going to kill someone. So that's why you stop at the red light. Forget about the law. The law you already know. Forget about what the rules are. You already know the rules. Here's the ultimate reason for the law and the rules. And the really real reason why you want to stop is not because you'll get a ticket. It's not because you'll end up in court or whatever. It's because you may kill someone. And that, or maim someone for life. That's why you stop at a stoplight, even at 3 o'clock in the morning. So do you see? But that's the pastoral discussion. That's the discussion, okay? And you add to it and that whole bit. So when you're turning around saying, yes, she's a single mother and she's coming to receive communion and she's worked everything out with God and the church, you're also saying, and we're here to recognize that God blesses you in your journey and bringing up your children. And so that's so important. And also bringing up the pastoral reality. That's all there. All of that is there. So that's where the Pope, again, is coming from. And he's coming from the perspective of, this is why you really need to stop at a stoplight. And the people who are against him are like, it's the rule. You got to follow the rule. And you've got to understand that both sides play an important role. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.